to avoid military action with a single off-the-cuff remark.
Is there anything at this point that his government could do or offer that would stop an attack?
Sure. He could turn over every single bit of his chemical weapons to the international community in the next week. Turn it over.
And then, to everyone's surprise, Syria said, okay, it will. After that, President Obama told CBS Evening News anchor Scott Pelley,
it is a potentially positive development. I don't think that we would have gotten to the point where they even put something out there publicly, had it not been, and if it doesn't continue to be a credible military threat from the United States.
Syrian President Bashar Assad told CBS This Morning co-host Charlie Rose that if the U.S. attacks, there could be retaliation.
You could expect everything, not necessarily through the government. And you have different parties, you have different factions.
President Obama says he doesn't take that as a credible threat because Syria simply doesn't have the capacity to carry out a significant attack.
Some of his allies, like Iran and Hezbollah, do have the capacity to engage in asymmetrical strikes against us. Our intelligence, I think, is very clear that they would not try to escalate a war with us.
President Obama will address the nation tomorrow evening at 6 to lay out his case for